You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
You know what, Rob?
What's that, Paul?
I was looking for some clips because I'm making a video of you for Charkey.
Nice.
You and your son.
I cannot wait to see that.
I'm excited too. Ilker is supposed to be editing it, but if he doesn't get it done soon, I may do it myself.
No, we can't have that. Come on, Ilker.
But there were a couple things that I wanted to add in there.
Yeah.
Some elements, right? Cool. And I really wanted some real heavy sunset slides, and I just couldn't get them when I was out filming with you. I was kind of more focused on getting those cool slow-mos of you.
Which were very cool.
Well, I went to videoblocks.com. That's VIDEOBLOCKS.com/drone creator. And because I have one of those accounts, I save the $100 for an annual subscription for the 100,000 video clips that they have, the copyright free audio, the copyright free video. And you know what? I just happened to use one of those clips in one of those videos and happened to use it for another video too.
Sounds pretty awesome. So what I hear you saying is if you join at that site that you just gave, videoblocks.com/drone creator, you're going to get audio blocks free along with video blocks.
Yeah, which is really where I see the value because I'm always looking for songs all the time.
We actually get a lot of questions about that. Where do you guys get your music? Well, here's a good option.
Welcome to a very special episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob, and this is episode 624. We're glad you're with us. Hope you're having a great day. I think people have been waiting for this podcast for a little while just because they want to hear your thoughts on the Inspire 2.
Ah, the Inspire 2. Well, luckily, I have had a long time to fly it, and I've gotten to know it intimately. Very intimately. Why don't we go ahead and play that question? Guys, if you are looking for an Inspire 2, you can find a link below. I think that there are some things about the Inspire 2 that actually people haven't talked about that it's really good for. But also, there are some things that I would really like to change on the Inspire 2.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Paul. It's Corey from Indiana. Today's question for me is, what do you like about the Inspire 2, Paul, and what don't you like about it? And anything you might want to add in there now that you've had some time to play with it. I definitely appreciate the podcast that you guys put on all the time, and I hope you guys have a great week.
Thank you, Corey, for the question. Nice and succinct there.
Succinct?
Succinct, 20 seconds or so.
If Keenan was watching this episode, he would have to drink twice because we said succinct twice, three times now.
Huh, I'm sure he'd be fine with that.
Just kidding, Keenan. The Inspire 2, Rob, when we first got the Inspire 2, look, I know you haven't flown it and whatnot, but what is your perception? No, because I think this is important for people to understand because there is a very real perception when you show up to a job and you pull out an Inspire and that thing articulates the gear up and people are like, wow,
yeah,
dude.
It's an imposing machine, right? I mean, relatively speaking, in terms of the consumer drones, it's very imposing. Mm-hmm. And no, when you see it, you're like, that thing rocks.
Yeah.
It is very cool, very cool looking. And it's going to take the world by storm.
Do you feel that if, when we go out, you've been out with me a couple times and you've seen even at trainings, people's reaction when we're flying the Phantoms and then, all right, let's pull the I-2 out.
Right.
What is that reaction?
Eyes get a little bigger. Things get quieter. People stop talking because they just want to watch, kind of take it all in and enjoy. I mean, it sounds cool. It looks cool. Interestingly, though, you don't fly it the way you fly the Inspire 1. I feel like I haven't seen you fly it a lot. I've seen
That's
you fly
interesting.
The Inspire
Why
1
Why do you
a lot.
Say that?
It just seems like you fly the Inspire 1 more aggressively.
Really?
And that could be a misperception in the sense that I've not seen you fly the Inspire 2 that much. But it seems like you can get the Inspire 1 to do more
from
an aggressive standpoint
100%
than the Inspire 2.
To be 100% honest, the Inspire 2 has much better hardware, but the software constraints limit its ability on aggressiveness.
Like some of those hard reverse turns that you do and stuff like that.
That my signature turn that everyone, even Mike Forden, has been trying to copy since I first did it in front of him like 3 years ago. Anyway, I love that turn because, and oftentimes people don't think like, you know, try to get the most cinematic moves every single battery. It's not just about blowing through batteries. It's about really making every single flight as efficient as possible.
Right.
I do, you know, I go out and do these nice buttery smooth cinematic motions and then a nice ripping hard turn as I'm coming back to do it again, you know.
Sure.
I don't want to waste time. And honestly, there's an element of a rush for me in flying like that because, look, flying smooth and slow is so much more difficult than flying aggressive. And people would argue with me on that. In fact, some people have said, like, I have no idea how you control the bird like that. Like, this is, it looks like an extension of your hand. It moves in ways I've never seen before. Like, you fly very differently from other people.
Right.
And the only time I've seen someone fly like me is John McBride. I had so much fun with him training in Rancho Cucamonga. Holy cow. Can't wait to have him back at the Flying.
I am looking forward to that little...
The race?
The race between John and Paul at the fly-in. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think it will be fun.
I've not seen him fly other than on video, so it should be cool.
So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about for the race, and John, if you're listening, you can chime in later if you'd like in the comments. But we went to Rancho Cucamonga and trained the Anaheim Fire Department, the Disneyland guys, and also the Rancho Cucamonga Fire Department with Buzz and Gabe and just awesome,
good guys,
awesome group of people. But anyway, we went out there and at the end of one of the days, everyone's kind of taking a break and John and I are just ripping our Phantoms through the course. Like, okay, who can get through the obstacle course the fastest? So someone pulled out a stopwatch and starts going bing, bing, bing. Well, I was starting to freak out because he's getting really like hot to trot. He's flying really well. And like, I've never seen anyone fly, and I'm not trying to sound cocky. It's just, this is real. Like there are very, very, very few pilots out there that fly natural curving motions. And he's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also very jerky. Like he likes to test every flight surface before he even rips a new bird.
But he's jerky on purpose.
Yes.
Not.
This is him, no, like, just being jerky, like, starting the drone out and trying to see, like, where the end points when he articulates the roll. So he's really smart. I beat him in the Phantom race by a half a second, and he beat me in the Inspire race. So we're having a rematch with the Inspires on the new obstacle course, and this will be after all the exercises are finished and everyone will be able to watch and whatnot. But it's going down. It's going down, Rob.
I can't wait to see it. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Anyway, Inspire 2. Pros. Even though it has the same camera as the Phantom 4, it has this like protective layer over it, Rob, that really makes it more rigid and more rugged so you can kind of take it to more places. I really like how kind of heavy duty it is. You'll notice that the motors on the Inspire 2 are not only taller, but also wider. So we're getting a lot more torque, but I also believe we would have a little bit more payload capacity as well. Instead of spinning a 13.5-inch prop, we're spinning a 15-inch prop.
Sure.
What I like about the Inspire 2 is that we've got high altitude propellers.
Mm-hmm.
So for a person like me who lives in Albuquerque at 5,300 feet, 5,400 feet, whatever it is, this is really helpful in maintaining flight times. I love the fact that it's got self-heating batteries. The Inspire 1 does not have that.
And it has two batteries, right?
It has two batteries. Not a fan of the two battery system. I understand the two battery system. I understand the reason why. I'm just not a fan on the price point. That's all. So
sure.
Other than that, I love the redundancy in batteries. I think it's really awesome. Now let's talk about how she flies. The Inspire 2 versus the Inspire 1 not only changed the name of a lot of settings, but also added variations of the same settings. So. Mm. For example, you can go and adjust. It's almost the way that I would kind of label it is, again, if you've worked on a Ronin, you know what the dead band is. Essentially, once you stop moving the sticks, it's the movement from final stop of the sticks to the final stop of the camera. That's the dead band. Well, anyway, on the Inspire 2, it is... I really feel like the software has dumbed down the capability of the bird because now they have this dead band for yaw. So you can literally go into a yaw and it'll just like the slowest yaw ever so that you could never screw up the jerking motion. But the thing is that because the yaw is so delayed and also the stop is so delayed, you could literally be hitting the yaw for 3 or 4 seconds and it's going to take 30 seconds for the drone to even complete the turn. Like it's
a little bit too much.
It's a little too much. So I had to take that. I took that, scaled that way back. Another thing that I had to do too was that they changed the name of the tilt wheel. So the speed of the tilt wheel. I'm happy where it is now. I'm getting my smooth motions just fine, but wasn't happy before, but I figured it out. So another thing too is that in previous podcasts, I said one thing I didn't like about the Inspire 2 was that it had no 360 degree camera motion because when we tried them and flew them at DJI, like we couldn't get it to do it. So that's changed. You can do that. You have to hit free mode versus follow mode for the gimbal. And then you can essentially do the 360 camera motion with your finger, which is like the secret and trick to getting good motion in super windy conditions.
Right.
The only thing that I don't like, and this is just such a minute thing, and people may think I'm just being a whiner, and maybe I am, but I don't like how on the old Inspire 1, if you hit free mode or follow mode, it would change the gimbal, and then if you hit gimbal yaw reset, it would just reset the gimbal to square, but it would also change it back to follow. So that button would act as two buttons because now if you're flying the Inspire 2, for example, and you hit free or follow mode and then you hit gimbal yaw reset, it doesn't put the gimbal back into follow mode. It's still in free mode. So essentially you could make a hard left turn and your camera is still going to be facing 90 degrees in the other direction. You see what I'm saying now?
Yeah, so you're just going to have to be that much more capable just, of controlling that.
Well, it's just another habit to remember. And if you're a pilot, I mean, habits and routines are the baseline of a good operation. And the thing is that this just adds another habit when drone pilots already have, you know, pages and pages of pre-flight checklists and things to do. And try making a manual for an employee. It's like, wow, the number of things that racket through my mind before I fly. It's really hard to even get someone to retain half of it in a single sitting.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. So having even more things to add to those habits is not really beneficial to the pilot. Now, things that I don't like about the Inspire 2, the sport mode is a joke. It just makes pilots look faster. It's not really actually faster. And I say that because I've been practicing my figure eight turns for this race with John to really focus on my hard left turns. I cannot get the Inspire 2 in sport mode to do a hard banking left turn. I mean, like where I'm coming into it full, almost full nosedive into a 180, it won't do it in sport mode. It'll do it in attitude mode, but it won't do it in sport mode. It will not let the bird yaw that far.
Why would you even fly sport mode? Why not just use attitude?
Well, I could see if you were trying to use sport mode for quick acceleration, if you were doing some like, let's say that we were doing a shot at a drag strip down here at Albuquerque Speedway, and we really wanted to showcase my eco boost doing 0-60 in 5.9 seconds, which it does do. If you were in sport mode, you could keep up with me.
Okay. But attitude, you couldn't.
In attitude, it would take more time to accelerate to the same speed.
Got it. It's like a little turbo. Of sorts.
Okay, yeah, but the turbo, if you really want to know like the science behind the quote-unquote turbo of sport mode, all they're doing is allowing it to pitch further, number one, but also they accelerate the exponential gain. So essentially, they're making it more sensitive.
Got it.
So all it is just hypersensitive.
All right.
But it's still GPS mode, which I really, really am not a fan of.
Right. So you're generally going to be flying in attitude anyways.
I mostly fly in attitude. Even when we had Jason Flakes and Kevin Crabb here for that training, and I was flying in the back of your pickup truck while you were moving. You remember that? I was in attitude mode. GPS, yeah. I would have hit your car because the magnetic interference and margin of error.
Which my car would not have minded, but that would have stunk.
I would have been pissed about the I2.
Yeah, for sure.
Super pissed.
Also, you probably get greater battery flight times, right?
So, yeah. Okay, so let's go back to pros and cons. Inspire 2 definitely does have more flight time. Also, when you're flying the X5S, because if you guys remember the Inspire 1 Pro, it sat a little heavy with the X5 camera. You really didn't get the stability that you got with the X3 camera. Like, it just really wasn't that good. And now you have a lot more control. You have a lot more feel. It's more agile. It's more flexible. But So in all honesty, is the Inspire 2 a better bird hardware wise? Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
Hands down, no questions asked. Is the X4 camera a really good camera just starting out? Yes, it really is. But you're not going to get, you know, that raw capability that you could get with the X5S. I know a lot of people are really still bitching about spending the extra money to have the licensing for the raw. But I recently saw a master color grader do some stuff with that footage that was like, whoa.
Hmm.
So to give you, had you ever seen Mad Max Fury Road?
Mm-hmm.
You know those scenes where the sky and the sand looks blue? Imagine that look, but coming out of footage like what I shoot that's like super color.
Yeah.
Think about
Amazing.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you put it in those terms, then really it's not that expensive because it's a one-time fee, right?
It's actually a yearly fee.
Oh,
that's
it's an annual fee.
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that does stink.
So unless, I may be wrong about that.
I thought it
that.
Was a one time.
I may be wrong about that. Don't quote me on that. Let me look at that right now because the worst thing to be on the air is wrong. So let me look at that really quick. But moving forward, one thing that the Inspire 2 is actually really good for is mapping. The X4S camera is really good for mapping for a couple reasons. And I actually talked to John McBride about this. I talked to Walter Lappert from Charlotte UAV about this. Talked to Doug about this. Doug, our mapping kind of guy here. But the interesting thing was is that the X4S has no focus issues. The X5S is not good for mapping because of focus issues, I guess exposure issues. Mm. We're in the middle of bidding out something right now that's a major contract, as you know. Mm-hmm. And the X4S has been like our mapping, our go-to mapping camera. Like,
well, in fact, we've got a clip, right, that we're going to put in the show notes that people can see it in action.
Yeah, totally. In fact, if you guys want to see some of the footage that I've taken with the Inspire 2, you can check that out here. You'll see a house down in El Balio. Down in Los Ranchos de Albuquerque.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Also, you can see this ranch that we shot with the Inspire 2, which was a lot of fun. But there's also footage in there from the Mavic and from the P4 Pro. So another thing I like about the X4S is that I can fly the P4 Pro and the X5S, I can match my Y balances, I can match my settings and get the same image out of those two different cameras. And yet, mm-hmm. you know, they're smaller drones. A lot of people may be asking, okay, well then why do I want to get an Inspire 2 over a Phantom 4 Pro? And the simple answer is really twofold. Number one, it's a pendulum style aircraft. So it's just so much more stable because of the way that the center of gravity is situated, the way that the camera is situated. You're going to be able to fly more days out of the year. You're going to be able to fly in windier conditions. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to fight the wind better. And you're going to have more redundancy. So this is definitely a professional rig, whether it's the perception of profession or whether it's actual professionalism. Like, this drone is really awesome.
And actually, things like subject tracking of, say, a fast vehicle, for example, you're going to be able to do stuff like that more easily with the Inspire 2.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right. One thing I like about the Inspire 2 over the Inspire 1 is the 4K 60 footage. In the beginning of that ranch video, you'll see the horses kind of slow down. And then we ramp back up the speed. That's 4K 60 footage slowed down 50%. And I really, 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 really love it.
That's a lot of reallys.
Yeah. I don't, like, you know, Ilker's always like, oh, let's shoot in 1080 because the file sizes are small. And I'm like, F that. Like, I want the most flexibility. Screw the file sizes. So I'm like, 4K, 60,
storage
slow
is
it
cheap.
Down. Like, I want to crop in here. So, yeah, storage is cheap. But anyway, overall, I love the Inspire 2 for the camera's flexibility and capability. Mm-hmm. I love the ability to fly in harsher weather conditions. Again, I'm not a fan of some of the software controls on the drone itself. Yes, you can fly the Inspire 1 much more aggressively. And if you're in public safety, if you're in SAR, if you're in a government entity and you are looking for a drone, I would actually caution you on the Inspire 2 because, you know, the Inspire 1 is still a very useful machine for a lot of people because
sure.
it offers zoom capability. It offers thermal capability and it offers cinematic capability.
Yeah.
And now it's half the price.
It's very versatile.
So
one of the things that the Inspire 2 has that the Inspire 1 doesn't is obstacle avoidance. Does that?
That's so funny you say that, because it really depends on who you ask. You ask a new pilot and they're going to say, oh, I love it. You ask someone like
me. They like the idea of it.
Yeah. You ask someone like me and I'm like giving them the middle finger. I hate it.
Disable, basically.
Yeah. I disable. That's what, again, why I fly in attitude mode as much as possible. And I learned that the hard way with the Inspire 2. I almost leveled the Inspire 2. Here's why. I was flying in GPS mode for a shot. To come up essentially and reveal around this tree as the light was flickering through the tree onto the house. But the forward obstacle sensors turned on and reversed the drone back into another tree. And I literally switched it in attitude mode and, you know, thumbs up. I always teach everyone thumbs up. Save my booty.
Dang.
Yep. So
that's something that's hard to practice.
Well, okay, so anyone who is shooting subject tracking is going to totally understand what I'm talking about. If you shoot for HBO, if you shoot for Sony, if you shoot for ESPN, if you shoot for Red Bull, any of these guys, right? None of them are flying with these controls on. Like the guy that got famous for flying a Phantom under a moving boat at 30 miles an hour. And I'm like, I want to go fly with that guy like that.
Wait a minute. Under a moving boat?
Yeah, so one of those big sailboats that's a catamaran, and he flew it under the catamaran.
Because it was on its edge?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's still cool.
That's a pretty cool shot.
I think it's good. Honestly, the fact that he flew like that, that was impressive. Mm-hmm. I was impressed. And I was like, I want to go fly with that guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so if you're into subject tracking, and you're filming a skier, you're filming a car, Max or Dan, Officer Dan in the Monster videos, he lives here in Albuquerque, hilarious in person. Anyway, he does a lot of drifting stuff, like Drift 5 and all his drift videos that have millions of views on YouTube. He has drones all the time, literally. But if you're following, or if you're in front of a car and all of a sudden your obstacle avoidance sensors are going off, like you could run into another car, you could run into another person. I think it actually causes more problems, because a lot of times some of the best shots are flown in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, if you're going to, I know you can turn this off. So everyone who's watching is like, just turn it off. I know you can turn it off. But sometimes,
but a lot of people don't, they think that it's a good thing, mm-hmm. right? And so they keep it on because they feel protected by it. When in fact, especially if you're not used to it, it's going to put you in predicaments you might not have otherwise been in.
True.
Yeah.
True. So
interesting.
I would say that I love the power. I love the speed capability of the Inspire 2. I love the stability of the Inspire 2. I wish they would delete some sensors. I love the FPV camera too. It makes dual camera operator. In fact, we're going to be doing a YouTube video here on the ultimate dual camera operator. And it's not going to be like what anyone thinks. It's not like having two people on the sticks. We figured out a really cool way to do this. That'll be coming out shortly. But overall, I like the Inspire 2. You know, someone had commented a long time ago that Paul really says negative things about drones he hasn't flown yet. And then once he gets them, he changes his mind. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So I don't really think there's any truth in that statement. I just want to cast doubt when I see things like, for example, when I first got the Inspire 2, point of interest, the smart intelligent flight mode wasn't even available. You had like, I know it's available now in the updated firmware, but everyone's been having firmware issues. So I have not updated my firmware in 2 or 3 months. And I don't plan on doing it anytime soon. So that being said, I don't have point of interest on my Inspire 2,
right.
which is kind of depressing, but I cast doubt on the drones as they come out because I want to see certain features come with these vehicles.
Sure.
And the Inspire 1, in my eyes, is just still the king.
I will say, and
especially for, I feel like people like Buzz and Gabe who, and you know, like I feel bad I haven't sent a report I should have sent like 6 months ago. But it's really because there's no way to figure out how much an M210 is yet, how much it's going to cost to maintain, and whether it's really a good idea for fire departments, because I want to give these guys the best information possible. Anyway, the Inspire 1 is still very useful for people like that.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Because they take off their XT and they pop on a Zoom camera, or they pop on a Zoom camera and put one of John McBride's little Raptor backpacks on their Inspire 1, and now they got dual cameras.
Yeah.
And they got dual transmission.
That's not feasible on the Inspire 2, that kind of interchangeability, correct?
They don't have any Zoom cameras for the Inspire 2. Right. So it's really depressing. DJI, if I could ask you one thing, come up with an adapter for the Z3 to work on the i2. People, even John, have been like, well, it's not possible. It's not the same, you know, connection. It's not even in the firmware that it can read it. And I know the Z3 had issues with firmware because you could still never live stream on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least you could live stream, but you couldn't live stream and record.
Right. Well, what I notice is that you reach for the Inspire 2 more than the Inspire 1 now.
That's so funny you say that, because this morning on my to-do list, I have charge Inspire 1 batteries.
Do you?
And go fly it.
Yeah. It's kind of like the car.
Yeah.
I don't know. You have a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, and you have a favorite. And so one of them sits there and the other one. So you got to make sure at least start it once a weekend or something.
My Aventador is still the Inspire 1.
Hmm.
So, and with 1,300 hours on it now, and my motors are even changing color, but yet they still work flawlessly.
Oh, yeah, it's been a great bird.
So, I love it. Overall, I would say if you're a professional pilot, the Inspire 2 is a great option. But I would caution people like governments and search and rescue guys and whatnot, because there may be a better option for you. And it's really hard to tell at the moment, because the M200 is out, but the M210 is not. So we're still kind of in this limbo. But anyway, if you have a question or a suggestion, and you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher or Overcast or wherever you're listening, leave us a comment on the YouTube videos. You guys know the YouTube videos take a few more days to come out than the shows themselves, but I really want to hear your thoughts. What have been your experiences with the Inspire 2? And I've even talked to people in the Inspire 2 Facebook group, Rob, because one of the issues I have is if I go full power on the Inspire 2, it yaws out of control.
No kidding.
Yeah, and John was like, you should really send a video of that to DJI, because it should not do that.
Right.
And I took a video and even live streamed it to John, and he's like, it should not do that. So
it could just be a bad bird?
Or a bad motor, or a bad ESC. I don't know, right. But either way, that means I shouldn't be flying it that much. So I'll be reaching out to DJI, find out what the issue is.
Yeah, we got to get that fixed.
So anyway, cool. All right, guys. Well, hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I would love to hear your comments, suggestions, your thoughts, questions, whatever it is. Go to AskDroneU.com, upload them there. Also, you can check us out on YouTube. Subscribe to our podcast. That way, you'll get the shows automatically downloaded to wherever you consume your content. Really, guys, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Thank you for the support as always. And as you know, we're filming a lot of shows right now in advance because the Drone You Fly In, aka the Drone Olympics, is coming up super soon. We're only a few weeks away from what I'm hoping to be the best conference of drones to ever happen. So anyway, guys, my name is Paul.
And my name is Rob.
And this is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.